Bible reading number 174, 2 Kings 2, verses 1 through 15. Elijah was transported to heaven. It was almost time for Yahweh to take up Elijah. God was going to take him by a whirlwind up to heaven. Elijah and Elisha set out from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. Yahweh has told me to go to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the always present one lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So both of them went down to Bethel. A group of the prophets at Bethel came to Elisha. They said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take your master away from you soon?" Elisha said, "Yes, I know, but don't talk about it." Later Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, because Yahweh has told me to go to Jericho." But Elisha said, "As surely as the always present one lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. A group of the prophets at Jericho approached Elisha. They said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take your master away from you soon?" Elisha answered, "Yes, I know, but don't talk about it." And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. Yahweh has told me to go to the Jordan River." Elisha answered, "As surely as the always present one lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men from the school of the prophets came. They stood far away from Elijah and Elisha. Both of them were next to the Jordan River. Elijah took off his coat. Then he rolled it up and hit the water with it. The water split to the right and to the left. Then Elijah and Elisha crossed over on dry ground. As they were crossing over, Elijah said to Elisha, "What can I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please leave me a double share of your spirit." Then Elijah said, "You have asked for a difficult thing. However, if you see me when I am taken from you, your wish will be granted. But if you do not see me, your wish will not be granted." Elijah and Elisha were still walking and talking. Suddenly a fiery chariot and horses of fire appeared. They separated Elijah from Elisha. Then Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha was watching this. He shouted, "My father, my father! The chariots of Israel and their drivers!" Elisha did not see him anymore. Elisha took his own clothes and tore them in two. He picked up Elijah's coat that had fallen down from Elijah. Then Elisha returned and stood on the bank of the Jordan River. And Elisha hit the water with Elijah's coat that had fallen down from Elijah. He said, "Where now is Yahweh, the God of Elijah?" When Elisha hit the water, it split to the right and to the left. Then Elisha crossed over. A group of the prophets at Jericho were watching on the other side of the Jordan River. They said, "Now the spirit of Elijah is upon Elisha." And they went to meet Elisha, and they bowed themselves down to the ground in front of him.